Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Matt Bubala in for Steve Bertrand. Starting next week, Lisa Dent with Steve Bertrand, and they'll be on from 2 to 6 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that. Joining us on the phone right now is our old friend Natalie Compton. She's a travel reporter for By the Way, the concierge travel service from the Washington Post. You can find them at bytheway.com. And everybody wants to get away, especially with the weather today in Chicago. We wish we were somewhere a little more warm. And our friend Natalie is in Mexico. Hey, Natalie Compton, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How was travel down to Mexico? Was that easy? Was it hard? Was it crazy?
We decided to fly out on Christmas Day, which was not something that my family really loved because they wanted a little more time on the holiday, but that meant it was much less crowded than the days before Christmas and the days after Christmas that you know can be very hectic and crazy. So we had a pretty easy, straightforward time getting down here. There is some street noise coming from the alleyway that I am taking this call on, so sorry in advance for the beeping cars.
That's okay. So you're not resort living in Mexico. You're like, because you always do this, Natalie, you're like doing the crazy things or the under the radar things, checking out, you know, real travel, not four-star craziness. So you're like in an Airbnb somewhere, I'm guessing?
Yep. We are staying in an Airbnb in Mérida, Mexico, a lovely city in the Yucatan, just about 5 hours from Cancun. So rented a car, came out to this beach town called Progreso, and are in between finding a place to have a beer and finding a place to go to dinner. But in the meantime, talking to you in a back alley.
Well, Well, I appreciate that. So tell me, because a lot of us, I think, when we think about going to Mexico, we, you know, there's a million resorts there and there's all inclusives, which is very exciting to think about. But do you think in the end you can save money by doing a little more research and finding an Airbnb a little bit further away from the beach and things like that?
Totally. I think Mexico has an incredible range of value options for people, whether you are trying to go to an all-inclusive where everything's taken care of, you don't have to think about anything, to going off the beaten path and finding an Airbnb. So it really depends on the kind of trip that you want to take. Right now, there are lots of inexpensive flights going into Mexico because as airlines are trying to recover and get customers back, they're trying to add more flights to where people want to go. So right now, places like Cancun and Cabo are seeing a lot cheaper flights because they want to capture that leisure market. So it's a great time to find a vacation that is not super expensive down here in Mexico.
So we hear about resorts and hotels and airlines and what they're doing as far as testing and things like that. When you go down and you do an Airbnb, what is your requirement for testing? And you're out in the city now and doing stuff. So how does that feel? How strong are the precautions that are being taken and how much is expected of you to be wearing a mask and things like that?
They did not, and by they I mean Mexico, Mexico did not implement any travel restrictions very early on in the pandemic. It was one of the first places to say, we need tourists to come back. This is a major part of our economy. And while that has drawn criticism from people who say that's not a very safe way to go, we're in a pandemic, it has meant that it's pretty easy for Americans to get down here. So there's no testing requirement. There's no quarantine. What my boyfriend and I did was test ourselves just for our own knowledge. We are both vaccinated and boosted, so that gave me a better sense of coming down here too, both for being protected and also hoping that we're not going to carry it on to other people. But once you get here, you'll notice that everywhere you go, people are wearing masks. People are very strict about mask wearing, even outside or in public places. You're going to see lots of masks going on. Today we went to a market where they had these public hand washing stations set up so you could wash your hands as you go about your day. Every restaurant is going to take your temperature and have you use some hand sanitizer when you walk in the door. Some places even have you write down your phone number to do contact tracing. So it definitely feels like there are more steps in place here than in American cities. And we feel pretty safe. A lot of what we're doing is outside, so that is also a great way to dodge this airborne virus. But when you go back to the United States, that's when you do have to take a test within 24 hours of your return flight. That's an American rule, not one from Mexico. So that is something for people to keep in mind.
Yeah, and you know, I know the resorts are making sure that it's easy for you to do that at the resort and get the test so you can get to the airport. How are you going to handle that since you're on your own?
Something that I have found super helpful has been purchasing a test before you leave the country and using one of these self-tests where you call in to a telehealth provider who will watch you take the test on your own. You do a rapid test in your hotel room or in your Airbnb or wherever you are. They'll watch you 15 minutes later. You watch yourself. You get the results right in front of you. It's just a nasal swab. They will send you your results with a QR code in the email that you provide for them. And so when you go to the airport and to show your airline your COVID test results, you just show them that. So the company that I use, it's called Abbott. People have probably seen the Buy Next Now tests that you will find at Walmart or Walgreens or CVS. But if you order them online, that's how you purchase this specific one that comes with that telemedicine provider observance, which is what you need to meet the U.S. requirements. Otherwise, if you are on your own and you're not staying in a hotel or something is arranged for you, you can go through a hospital. If you look on the tourism board website for Mexico or France or wherever, you'll find all the options that you need. So you don't necessarily need a hotel to do the handholding for you.
We're speaking with Natalie Compton. She's a travel writer for the Washington Post. ByTheWay.com is the quick way to get to all of her and her colleagues' writings. Before she goes off and finds her dinner after her beer, I think she had the beer, or she's finding the beer. She's in an alley in Mexico, but talking to us about safe ways to travel. I want her to reiterate what she's doing to do that test back home, because that's very interesting, and I haven't heard of people doing a telemedicine PCR so they can get back on a plane to get back to the U.S. Matt Bubala here with you, 720 WGN. It's Chicago's afternoon news. We're here with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Thanks for sharing your ride home with us, or your dinner making, or maybe even your cocktail hour. Speaking of cocktail hour, our friend Natalie Compton from the Washington Post's By the Way Concierge Service is on the phone with us. She is live from Mexico. Natalie's parents often listen when she's on the air with me, and then she says things like, "Matt, I'm talking to you from an alley in Mexico." And then they get very nervous, and then they text Natalie and tell her to be safe.
They do, and I did tell them that I was going to be on the air tonight, but they are actually flying home from New York to California, so they are not tuning in this evening, which could be for the best.
It just might be. So tell us again, you said something very interesting as we headed into traffic, and that was the way that you are going to re-enter the country, because you have to take a test, and you're not at a resort where they're going to do it all for you. So you bought the Abbott, did you say Binex or Bimex test?
Mm-hmm. So one of the companies that offers this service is called, it's Abbott's Binex Now. You can get it on emed.com. A lot of people have been noticing this test as a rapid at-home test that you can find at a local pharmacy. That is not the one that works for international testing requirements to get back into the United States. You have to go on to emed.com, order this very specific one. It's going to cost you more money than the one that you see at Walgreens, because it comes with a session that you take with a telemedicine provider. They watch you as you do your COVID test in your hotel room or your Airbnb to make sure that it's actually you doing the test and doing it correctly. They verify your results, send you an email with your negative test results, a QR code that you can show your airline, and it makes the testing to get back into the country pretty easy, because you don't have to go anywhere to do it. You just have to make sure you do it early enough in case there's a wait or in case something is wrong and you have enough time to take a new test.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because, you know, you mentioned all of these ones that you can find at Walgreens or CVS. A lot of places mm-hmm. you can't find any of those things right now because things are going so crazy. But so with this, so you mm-hmm. have it in hand, you need the telemedicine. Did you set up the exact time already for that appointment? Because I could totally see with the way everything else is with staffing shortages, you having trouble then actually getting the person online with you to watch and then that getting you caught up.
Totally. And I've heard of people who had to wait some hours to be able to get a slot in. So I definitely don't recommend people try to do it at the very last second. You have to take the test within 24 hours of your flight home or within a day of your flight home. So I recommend doing it at the top end of that window, just in case it's going to take a while, because you cannot make a time slot reservation to take the test. Another company that is brand new out of the gate it's called Detect, and you can find it at detect.com. And it's the first FDA-approved at-home PCR test. The results are ready pretty soon, just like a rapid test. It is going to cost you a little more money, but I think that because this company is new, you wouldn't have as much competition in getting a slot with a telemedicine provider, but this one works for the international testing requirement as well.
But the same thing, do they have a package where you get the telemedicine with it, or you would have to separately set that up if you were out of the country?
Yep, they send you a testing little packet that's going to give you a swab. They have this device that you put in your sample that is a little reader, and then you pass. You purchase one extra step, and that's going to be the telemedicine thing. So you can have it at home for just your own personal use, or you spend that extra money so you get the telemedicine service as well for your international testing.
And so you said, though, you don't make the appointment. You, when you're ready to take the test, you log on, you do the test once you get somebody on with you. So you might be waiting 10 minutes, you might be waiting 3 hours.
Yep. I had used this back in July when I was coming back from France into the United States. And I was pretty shocked when I first logged on. It told me I had some heinous hours and hours long wait. And I was sort of freaking out, wondering what was going to happen. But something happened, things changed, and my person was on in 10 minutes. So I've heard of people who end up taking their phones with them to dinner because they're watching their phone being like, am I going to get through to this thing? So it might come with some complications for me.
Oh, speaking of complications, there goes Natalie's phone. Our friend Natalie Compton from the Washington Post. We'll see if we can get Natalie. Are you there? We'll see. Brendan, go ahead and pick up with her and see if you can get her back. And we'll do a couple more minutes with Natalie if she can. If not, we totally understand. So let me repeat those again for people. eMed.com, she said, is where she got the Abbott Lab test, where you can also get the telehealth. I say Abbott Lab. I don't know if it's Abbott Lab, but she said Abbott. And then detect.com was the first FDA-approved at-home PCR test. But same thing, you know, you gotta, if you're out of the country, you gotta get this telemedicine. You could have a little bit of a wait, but it's interesting to have just at home. Sounds like Natalie is back with us right now. Natalie, are you there?
I'm back, and oh, welcome I wonder back. How long I was talking to myself.
Well, the people in the alley appreciate the show that you're putting on for them. If nobody here in Chicago,
I think they might.
Well, I just reiterated the information while you were gone about the two tests that you can get, and that you got to wait to get the results and get online to do that. And that all sounds very positive, though. Is there an expiration on it? Like, does it make sense with things going crazy for somebody, especially with the difficulty right now of finding tests? Does it make sense for somebody to order it, say, hey, I'm just going to keep one of these at home, so next time I'm worried, concerned, or I need it, I've got it there ready to go?
That's a great question, because I recently discovered this as I was planning for this trip, that when I went to order my test on eMed.com, there was a notification that they do have expiration dates, and due to the demand, you could get one that is closer to the expiration date than they used to have available. So they warned you with a specific date, like make sure your trip isn't after February. So it's not something that maybe you can get for 6 months down the road. You're going to have to get something closer to your travel date. So I would recommend for people, if you have a trip on the books and it's coming up in a month or so, to order it. I don't think you should have as much competition to get a test like this as you would for a normal rapid test, because people aren't going to want to buy a more expensive one just to have for home use.
But if you have a trip planned this summer and you're just very good about being organized, it's probably too early for you to go ahead and set that up.
If you got the Detect at-home PCR test, I believe that one has a longer shelf life than these eMed rapid tests that are the rapid antigen test versus a rapid PCR test. So you can look online, and things are changing so quickly in terms of test production that might not be the case in a couple weeks, in a month. If they are re-upping the supply that they have, they might have longer expiration dates. So I just keep checking back and seeing what your options are closer to your trip.
All right, Natalie, we'll have fun on the rest of your trip. Stay safe and let us know how easy. Make sure to email me and let me know how easy it was to get home, and I'll report back to everybody, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you in 2022. Natalie Compton from the Washington Post, By the Way, concierge travel service. You can find her at bytheway.com. She's a great follow on Twitter, especially for travel stuff and her adventures, at NatBCO, N-A-T-B-C-O. Natalie Compton is NatBCO on Twitter.